When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, traders. Today's Trading Coach Podcast episode is going to talk about how long to stay in trade. Should we put a time limit on our trade? Should we not put a time limit on our trade? Are there clues that we can use or perhaps tests that tell us the optimal times to get out? We're going to discuss all of that and more in today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. But before we get started, do me a favor. If you haven't done so already, make sure you like, make sure you rate, and make sure you review the podcast. That is the very best way to support what we're doing here, and I would much appreciate it. Let's get on to our next one. Next one, here's an easy one. As a swing trader operating mostly on the daily time frame, how does one decide how long to keep a position open? What do you guys think about that? As a swing trader operating mostly on a daily time frame, how does one decide to how long to keep a position open? Yep, Orsi knows me. George knows me. You keep it open until your target is hit and or your stop is hit. Yep. Tom says you should know entries and exits up front. Yep. So there should never be a question of how long do I keep it open? Because if we don't know that prior to entering the trade, we haven't done our job, right? EST, entry, stops, and targets. Before we enter the trade, we should know our exits. And in knowing our exits, we know our risk profile. And in knowing our risk profile, we know that, is this a trade we should be taking or not? So that comes with having a plan, right? And that's the first thing that popped into mind when I saw this question. We don't have a plan yet. So that comes with having a plan. And that's the beauty of a plan, is it answers all these questions for us. If Tom's in a trade and I say, hey, Tom, you know, where are you getting out at if it wins? Tom's like, oh, you know, 84 flat. Well, what if it loses? 82.50. Okay, there we go. Tom's got a trade, right? We know the answer yet, so we should know all this stuff up front. The second part of the question said, for example, I place a buy order with a stop that says 50 pips below entry and take profit 100 pips above. The price now varies between 10 pips and 60 pips above entry, but after, say, 4 days, although we're in profit, it has not reached target. When does one elect to close the position? When the target is hit or when the stop is hit, right? Unlike options trading, do we / should we have a time limit on our trade? I don't trade options because I'm not good at timing. I remember I had a good friend of mine, options king, Rob Caselli, right? Started Main Street Alpha, which was really cool. And this is when we discovered there are Forex options out there. And of course, when you want help with Forex, you call the big guns, right? So he called my mentor, Jason Stapleton, up, not me. Just kidding. So, we used to work with him because we were involved in the Main Street Alpha project. And, you know, he was asking me because I'm good at what I do. I'm good at predicting. I'm really good at predicting, specifically in the Forex markets. That's my cup of tea. Wasn't his cup of tea. So as many great traders do, like you consult each other, right? If you have someone that's very knowledgeable, like if I have a question about like fundamentals, right? Hey, Anthony Chung, I'm curious about the CPI report. What you think, right? Should I avoid it? And he's like, yeah, Keel, run for cover and get away. Okay, perfect. Say no more, right? You're gonna consult an expert, right? Nothing wrong with doing that. If I want questions about the pound yen, I'm heading over to Tony, right? Hey, Tony, pound yen, what you think? Should we, because he knows it like the back of his hand. So he would ask me these questions about like the euro dollar, for example. And I'd be like, you know, where do you think the euro is going to go? And I'm like, oh, dude, definitely going to 1.5. Not definitely, you know, I don't speak like that, but you guys get it. Like, you know, probably going to 1.5. I can certainly, if we're going to continue bullish, we're certainly going to go there. He's like, you feel comfortable in that prediction? Yes. Right. Obviously anything can happen, Rob, but like, if we break this level, that would be the next stopping point. It's like, cool, 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 cool. Do you think it's going to go there by April 26th? What? How the hell am I supposed to know? Like, well, April 20, like specifically April 20, yeah, like April 26th. like by 5 p.m. I'm like, what? I don't, maybe. Like, I'm like, look, it can go there tomorrow. It may go there by December 25th. I don't know. Let me check my magic ball. Mirror, mirror on the wall. When will the euro fall? April 24th. All right, Rob, you're good. No, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know the timing. So like, we never know when a trade is going to hit. We never know how long it's going to get there, because I like to say this, right? Technicals are the destination, the GPS, right? Fundamentals are the driver, right? So if I'm driving and I know that, or if my family's going on a trip and I know that we're driving to New York City, we're going to visit Ezra up in New York, right? We're going to New York. I know that we're probably, depending on what part I'm going to, well, I know the direction of what we're taking. I know the highway we're taking. I know the cost of the tolls, because you want to avoid those, all that fun stuff. Now, when we'll get up there, that depends on who's driving. If I'm driving, it may take 2.5 hours. If my wife is driving, Lady Leadfoot, we might get there in an hour. We might get there in an hour, right? But yeah, and George, yeah, I just want to take a shot at my wife there. Love you, honey. I'm getting a phone call right now. Shoot, she's probably in the room. My phone literally just started ringing. You talking about me again? Huh? Huh? Right? But yeah, depends on, is there construction? There could be construction. There can be an accident, right? Like, we never know what's going to get in that path. Back to the trading sense with fundamentals, like, we could have a non-farms. We could have a CPI report that comes out and like just pushes the market up there in 2 days. It could be the summer and nothing is happening and it takes 2 weeks, right? So we don't know, at least I never know the time. I couldn't tell you. I would never bet on myself to predict how long something will get there. Now, there are theories out there and looking at the market and, you know, and kind of, you know, harmonics and like equal measurement, all that fun stuff. You can, you know, maybe try to get your best bet at predicting, but I never know. So when it comes to entering a trade, I never enter a trade saying, hey, I want to be in this trade for 5 days. I enter it in the sense of I want to be in it until we get to this price, and I'm willing to wait it out. Now, again, there are theories out there. There are even technical strategies where it's like, hey, a breakout should complete in this many days or that, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you'd have to test it to see if there's any validity to that. And most of that stuff is stock market based and not Forex market based anyway, but you'd have to test that to see like, hey, if a breakout doesn't break out this percent in the first 7 days, and it's probably gonna be a false breakout. That's just, I'm not poo-pooing those theories. There are probably some truth to them, but that's something you'd have to test on your own to see if it's correct or not. And that's something, again, going back to your back testing, all the data you have would be right there. You know, test the time duration. If you're doing testing on your back, if you're doing back testing, let's say you're trading a breakout strategy, because breakouts are probably the ones that should have the most validity in this. If you're trading a breakout strategy, just simply calculate how long you're in each trade. If you have thousands of trades as a sample size, and you notice that, hey, every trade that you're in for longer than a 5 day period tends to lose. Well, now you've got something, right? Now you can come to the conclusion that, hey, maybe I added my rule, like targets are up here, but if trade doesn't hit target within 5 days, then move stops to break even or exit at market. But you got to make sure your data tells you that. You can't just kind of make it up. You got to make sure your data says, hey, there is validity to this specific time, this time period in which I'm testing. But that would be the way to go about it. Would you ever consider that holding costs outweigh the profit? Yeah, we had this the same a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure if it was in a Q&A, but yeah, I think you do need to do that. So the question is, would you ever consider that holding costs outweigh the profit? Yeah, so you get rollover costs can work with you or against you. I think many people always think of it working against you, where you get charged a certain fee for, you know, holding trades over a day. It can also work in your favor as well, depending on the interest rate discrepancy between the pairs that you're trading. But let's say you are someone that's getting charged a fee for holding that position. I think if it becomes a point where the rollover call, the fees that you're paying to execute the trade outweigh the profit that you would make during the trade, I think you need to cut it at break even, because now you're in a losing scenario no matter what. So yeah, I do think that is something to take into account. And that could be, you know, that could certainly be a rule that you put in. Yeah. Certainly, especially if, yeah. Sweet. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hey, there's a poll question below this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, do me a favor, answer it. That way we can kind of see what the general trading population thinks. The question would probably be something about, do you have rules about how long you hold trades, yes or no? And in fact, I'll put in an open-ended question you can answer as well about, is there anything specifically that you in your personal trading look for that tell you, hey, it's time to bail at a certain time? I'd love to hear your response, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Until then, plan to trade, trade your plan. Take care.